Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Come on.
know, superstar, right?
before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway, and I popped my hood, and the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Three nights ago, I was at a disco. Man, I wanted to bump.
department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money, and I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA basketball. Let's talk NBA. NCAA, WNBA, and NBA. Yo, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody in Oakland? How you doing, DJ Papa D?
What's up, G-Money? Same
oh,
old
man,
thing, chilling. You know?
Yeah, I had one of my entertainers, Leon, was performing today in my location. So I came out to do the radio show, and I got stopped by the music that was going on. on the site. And so I had to step in and show my face in the place. And, of course, I got a big ovation. Everybody was recognizing that G-Money was in the house. So it was a good thing. So now I'm ready to rock and roll. Okay, well, let's talk about the NBA basketball. I think the Eastern Conference has been decided. I think the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics the other day. So that series is over with now. And now they're just waiting to play in the NBA Finals. The Miami Heat playing against the Denver Nuggets from the Western Conference. So when do they play? They were scheduled to play today, but since the Eastern Conference just finished yesterday, I guess they're going to have a couple of days off before they start the NBA Finals. Or what's the schedule say?
All right. Well, you're correct. The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics last night, 103-84. So the Boston Celtics go home, and the Miami Heat moves on to the NBA Finals against the Denver Nuggets. Now, they play game one tomorrow night. So the Heat only gets, you know, they only get a one-day rest. And they move on to Denver, where they're going to play the Denver Nuggets in game number one of the NBA Finals.
Okay, so they're going to be playing in Denver tomorrow night, Wednesday night?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Thursday night. I'm sorry, they play
Thursday
night, not tomorrow night. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. That'll give Miami a couple of days rest before they get to run up and down the court with the well-rested Denver Nuggets. All right. Well, I want the East to win the conference. I want the East to win the to win the NBA championship. I want the Miami Heat to win. So I don't know what to expect from the Denver Nuggets, because they got a lot of ball players on the Denver Nuggets team. But they got this guy they call the Joker, and I'm not sure if he plays with Miami or he plays with Denver, but he's been shooting the lights out in the basketball series, and they said he's been playing ball. So they said the Joker, if he gets hot, their team can win. But I'm not sure which team the Joker plays on, if he's playing with the Denver Nuggets or he's playing with the Miami Heat. But I kind of want Miami to win the series. I'm really hating that I want the championship trophy to go back to the East, since it's been in the West for the last 6 or 7 years. It's been in the West. So I really want it to stay on the West Coast. But it looks like I'm predicting that the best team in the NBA is on the West Coast. On the East Coast this time around. So that's what I'm expecting to happen. Even though the team that's playing in the tournament, the Denver Nuggets was the number one team in the Western Conference, and they held that title all the way through the playoffs. But the Miami Heat was the number 10 team in the Eastern Conference, and they had to play in to make it to the playoff. And they lost the first game of the play-in, and so they had to play a second game to earn their right to play in the playoffs, and they won the second game. So that's how they ended up in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. They ended up as team number 8 in the conference, and they earned their right because they went through the conference and won all of the games that they played against, and they ended up winning the Eastern Conference. So they earned their right. Even though Miami was the number one team in the Eastern Conference last year, I want everybody to remember that. They were the number one team in the Eastern Conference last year. So, but they didn't win the Eastern. They didn't win the NBA Finals because the Golden State Warriors won the whole NBA championship last year. So just to let everybody know that the Miami Heat, they had their day in the sun, but they didn't dominate last year. Golden State Warriors was the defending champion for the NBA Finals. Well, all right. Well, that's basketball. What's going on with the hockey? Are the Las Vegas Golden Knights still on top in the hockey playoff?
Yep, they have. They're still on top.
All right. So they're still winning, and we're following the Las Vegas Golden Knights in hockey because they are the home team, and they've made it to the playoffs every year except for last year. They didn't do so well. But the last 5 years, they've made it to the playoffs, and they are a startup team. They haven't been in the pros very long, so they've been winning, playing ball each year, been making it to the playoffs, and we're waiting for them to win the championship because they haven't won the Stanley Cup yet, but they keep fighting for the title every year. They've been in the running. So go, Golden Knights, go. All right. And the WNBA, what's happening with the Las Vegas Aces? Are they still number one in the women's WNBA basketball league?
Yep, they're still number one.
All right. Well, we want to say go, Las Vegas Aces. Las Vegas is becoming a sports mega. It's a sports capital where all of the championship teams are playing out of Las Vegas now. So, except we don't have a baseball team yet. I think we are going to get the Oakland Athletics. I think they're going to come and play in Las Vegas. But I don't know if the deal has been finalized because they want to get a brand new stadium built in Las Vegas for the new baseball team. But the number one team in baseball is the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they've been putting it down, and they're still number one in the National League right now. So we want to see if the Los Angeles Dodgers continue to dominate. So we'll see if they stand on top all the way through the playoff, but the baseball season has just gotten started. So they really don't have they can't claim any title right now because everybody is still battling for playoff position. But they haven't started playoffs in the Major League Baseball League. So everybody's just battling to see who's going to qualify for the playoffs. But baseball season baseball playoffs won't start until October. So we still got like 3 months of baseball before the playoffs begin. And do we have any other sports we can talk about? Let's see. Do we have anything going on in soccer?
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah. I don't think we got anything happening in soccer. And we don't talk about indoor football or the indoor, well, either of the indoor football teams, the USL or the XFL, we don't talk about them. So we wait till we get back to the football season, the NFL, and then we'll talk about some real football. But I think that's it for sports. Do they have any pickleball tournaments? Well, since pickleball's starting to be real popular now, are they involved in any tournaments that they're talking about in the sport? I don't think so.
I'm sure there's pickleball tournaments all over the country, but they're not like, they don't have a league like, you know, professional sports leagues.
But they got professional pickleball because they got the Professional Pickleball Association. So I'm sure they got professional pickleball tournaments going on. They just haven't made the mainstream sports channel yet. But that's all right. We're in no hurry to hear about nobody playing pickleball. I don't know about that game. I don't know if that's a real strategic game or it's just a game played by old people to get exercise. So, anyway, all right. Well, that's G Monday Sports Report for today, May 30th, 2023. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years. Off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes for you. There were 3 construction workers working on a high-rise building. They were on the 55th floor of a high-rise building, and they were putting windows in on the building, and they decided to take a lunch break, and they sat down on the edge of the high-rise building, and they opened their lunch, and the Italian was the first one to open his lunch. And he said, if I have a lasagna for lunch again, I'm going to throw myself off the building and I'm going to kill myself. Because I told my wife, I want something different for lunch. And he opened his lunch pail and he had lasagna for lunch. And he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then it was a Spanish guy that said, if he has burritos and tacos for lunch, he's going to throw himself off the building. Because he told his wife he wanted something different for a Mexican lunch than tacos and burritos. And he opened his lunch and he had tacos and burritos for lunch. And he threw himself off the building. And then they had a Polish guy that was sitting up there. And he said, if I have a Polish sausage for lunch again, I'm going to throw myself off the building. And he looked in his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. So since all three men were working together and all three men died together, they held their funeral at the same time. And the wives were at the funeral crying. Oh, I miss my husband. I can't believe he's dead. Oh, I can't believe. And the Italian wife was saying, I can't believe my husband threw himself off the building because of his lunch. I can't believe he died because he wanted a different lunch. I tried to give him something different, but I guess he didn't like what I gave him for lunch. Oh, I miss my husband so much. And then the Spanish lady was crying over her husband, and she was like, oh, I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. He wanted something Spanish, and I gave him burritos and tacos, and I thought that was good for a Spanish lunch. But I guess he wanted something different. But he killed himself over his lunch. Oh, I can't believe it. And the Polish lady was standing up there, and she was like, I miss my husband because he was such a good worker. And he went to work every day, and he came home, and he brought me his check, and he paid all the bills, and he was so good with the kids. He was a good father in the house. I can't believe he's dead. Oh, I just gonna miss him so much. And the other wives looked at her and said, well, aren't you upset that he killed himself over his lunch? And she said, no, I know he didn't kill himself over his lunch because he fixed his own lunch. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was a man that was speeding on the highway, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting off to the side. And the highway patrol officer was sitting behind a freeway billboard, and he was eating his lunch. And he saw this man speeding by on his highway. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding. And while he was chasing him down, he thought to himself, he said, well, when I catch this guy, I'm going to find out why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse for speeding, I'm going to let him go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch because it's my lunchtime. And he chased the man down, and he pulled the man over, and he walked up and knocked on the driver's side window. And the driver rolled the window down, and he said, tell me why you were speeding on my highway. And the driver said, well, I was driving on the highway, and I saw the highway patrol officer sitting behind the freeway billboard, and it kind of reminded me of my wife, because my wife ran away with a highway patrolman. So I was, like, trying to get away. And then when I saw the lights come on in the highway patrol car, the red lights, I knew he was trying to catch up with me because he was trying to give my wife back. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and shot each other. Now the deaf police heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now, if you don't believe this tale is true, go ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Woo! The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let that mother burn. Burn, sucker, burn. The roach is on the wall. We don't need no rain. Let those little suckers crawl. Crawl, suckers, crawl. I'm G Money. And I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make everybody laugh out loud. There was a man that was driving an 18-wheeler, and he passed the sidewalk cafe, and he pulled into the parking lot and parked his 18-wheeler in front of the cafe in the parking lot. And he went inside and sat down at the counter. And the waitress came over to him and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes, he'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. He'll have a cup of coffee, and he wants a piece of that pie. I think it's an apple pie in the cabinet right there. And the waitress wrote the order down on her menu pad, and then she gave the order to the cook for him to cook the meal. And while the truck driver was sitting at the counter, three motorcycle bikers came in with their bike gang leather jackets on, and they sat down at the counter next to the truck driver. And when the food showed up, one biker ate his hamburger, and the other biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. But the truck driver didn't say anything. He just got up and went to the register, and he paid for his meal, and he left a tip for the waitress, and he walked out and got in his 18-wheeler truck. And the bikers started laughing. They're like, oh, that's a sorry man. He didn't even put up a fuss about us eating his food. He didn't make no comment about us drinking his coffee. He didn't even make any issues about us eating his apple pie. Oh, he's a punk. He ain't a real man. He's a sorry sucker. And the waitress said, yeah, that's right. He didn't make an issue about you eating his food. And he didn't make no comments about you drinking his coffee or eating his pie. And you say he's a sucker. Yeah, I guess he's kind of a weak man. but not one of you said what trucking company he works for, because he rolled over all of the motorcycles in the parking lot with his 18-wheeler. He smashed all of the motorcycles on his way out the parking lot with his 18-wheeler. So who got the last laugh? I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There were three animals that came into the restaurant, and the waitress went over and asked them if they wanted to order something to eat. And the lion said, yes, I'll have a chocolate shake. And then the duck said, yes, I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich. And then the chicken said, I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich. And the waitress walked back to the lion, and she said, are you sure you don't want something to eat? And the chicken said, hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here now? I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were three women. The oldest sister, it was three sisters. The oldest sister was 96 years old, and her next sister was 94 years old. And then her baby sister was 92 years old. And they were all living together in the same house. And the older sister had drawn a bath, and she stuck her foot in the bathtub, but she couldn't remember if she was getting in or getting out the bathtub. So she called her other sister, and she said, sister, I need you to help me. And the sister said, okay, I'm on my way. And she started walking up the stairs to go meet with the older sister. But she stopped in the middle of climbing the stairs, and she couldn't remember if she was going up the stairs or she was coming down the stairs. So she called her other sister. She said, sister, sister, we need your help. And the sister was downstairs in the kitchen, and she was eating her breakfast. And she was like, oh, I'm so grateful that I haven't lost my memory like my sisters have, knock on wood, because they can't remember a thing. And then the sister said, sister, sister, we need your help. Come up here and help us. And she said, okay, I'll be there in a minute. Let me just answer the door. Let me answer the door first. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, I want to sing a song for you. It's called The Mac Is Back, and it goes like this. I'm G-Money, and they say I'm back. I'm back in the hood because I'm the Mac. My hair is long and my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. Some call him Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride, and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. I'm getting buff, playing Doom. Look at my arms. They're hard as hell. I work out. Can't you tell? Pimp all day. Ring the bell. I'm in my room. What's that smell? I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all. Standing up and walking tall. football day.
$8.
Ready to ball. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. With my boys in the mall, Marky D and Big Head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark to feed my pit so he don't bark. Now I laid me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. Tell my girl, no time to sleep, 'cause I'm G-Money, and I'm coming home, and I'm going deep. I'm G-Money, and I get down. I'm doing my thing all around the town. I get up, and I get down. I'm the king, and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money. I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission. I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money. Yeah, that's right. I lost my money. I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's all right. I still got the Lord. I'm still in the fight. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. You better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. All right, back to the radio show we go.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons. And I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing. And this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful. She swam and she floated so good, she could just cruise across the water.
She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes. And we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance, and we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was very talented girl. I don't know if she can cook, though. But her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some cooking.
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass. And we got finished with the mass. And I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, well, I recorded a story for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your feet up, put your heads back, and relax as you listen to the story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So DJ, Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure, and we'll be back with the birthdays in a minute.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree. And I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100th motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house. And I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana. So they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. And I liked her daughter. And her daughter liked me, but her daughter was real light-skinned, and I was real dark-skinned. So her mother had a problem with me dating her daughter. But I could go over there and visit, and her mother didn't have a problem with me sitting outside on the front porch and talking to her daughter. So I would sit out there with her daughter when I got home from school, and I would visit for a couple of hours. And before I left, I would get a kiss before I left. And I would be all happy and stuff. And I would ride home. Well, one day, I was at her house. And I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. See, right down the street from her house, right around the corner from my high school on Rosecrans Avenue, they had a skating rink called Rosecrans Skating Rink. And I decided I wanted to go to the skating rink. So I asked her mother if I could take her to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. So we'll be back about 8 o'clock. And her mother said, okay. So we jumped on the back of my motorcycle and I rode to the skating rink, which was just that. It's like 3 blocks from her house. So I pulled up in the parking lot, and it was a few people coming to the skating rink, not many boys from my high school, but it was a lot of kids from the neighborhood and from the public school that went to the skating rink. So we parked my motorcycle, and I locked the steering column on my motorcycle, and we went into the skating rink. We got our skate, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And she was like, wait a minute, you're skating too fast for me. So I slowed up, and I slowed down, and I waited for her to catch up with me, and I held her hand, and we just skated real slow around the skating rink. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. And she was getting the habit, getting the skating down. She was really starting to get good at skating. So we would go every week, and we would skate for the evening skating rink. And we would skate until like 8 o'clock. And then we would turn in our skates, and we would go home. And I would take her home, and her mother would be at the front door when we pulled up, because she would hear my motorcycle coming down the street, and she would come outside and meet us, and she was really happy that her daughter was coming home smiling and grinning. It was a good day. So I was having a good time with my girlfriend.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Say my name, 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 say my name. When you're shopping in the store, say my name, girl. When you're eating dinner at 4, say my name, girl. When you go to church on Sunday, say my name, girl. Say my name, cause I need blessings all around. Say my name, 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 say my name. Say my name. Yeah, we're walking down the street. Say my name, girl. When you pray to God, say my name, girl. And you want money, say my name, girl. Say my name, cause I need blessings all around. Say my name, say my name, say my name. Say my name, 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 girl. I'm demonic, say my name, say my name, girl. I'm demonic, say my name. Say my name, say my name, say my name, I'm
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Look at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut the show down for Tuesday and get ready for our Thursday show. We will be off the air tomorrow because we're taking a break on Wednesday. But we'll be back Thursday for the NBA Finals Championship game. So I want to say before we go, I want to recognize all of the birthdays of the fans, the friends, and the followers of my radio show. It's been a pleasure doing this show for you the first 2 days of the week, so we're hoping that you follow us the rest of the week. We'll be back on Thursday, so we can acknowledge birthdays on Thursday and Friday also. And that will bring us into the beginning of the month of June. Everybody that's out for summer vacation can pull up the radio show and follow us on the radio as we are broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30, 5 o'clock around their time. So, without further ado, I want to say let's acknowledge the birthdays of my friends, my followers, and my fans. So DJ Papa D, let's play the song that introduces the birthday section of the show. And we'll be back.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for May 30th, 2023. Happy birthday to Simica Gray. Happy birthday, Tia Simmons. Happy birthday to Kalia S. Johnson. Happy birthday, Tony Williams. Happy birthday, Tisha Rutherford. Happy birthday, Melissa Thompson. Happy birthday, Sylvia Bowden Hill, PhD. Happy birthday, Lydia Lyles Gates. Happy birthday, Dr. Egypt Grandison. Happy birthday, Diane Jenwright. And last but not least, happy birthday to Justin Virgil T.A. That's it. So I want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, May 30th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody to celebrate their birthday, the second to the last day of the month of May. So I want to wish everybody a happy birthday, and hopefully you'll have dinner with your loved ones and your family and your friends today to celebrate the gathering of all of your friends around your birthday table. And I hope you have a big birthday cake. And you need to holler at me, because I want some of that cake. I want some birthday cake. That's right. It ain't no fun if the homies ain't have none. And I want some of that cake. So, without further ado, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. May you have a good, good day for your birthday. And may you celebrate your birthday with God and His Son. And may they wish you with the blessings that you earn as you live in this world. And may God bless you with the grace and the glory of being your birthday. So without further ado, I want to say to you, happy birthday to you, and let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.